Good evening and welcome to the first episode of brand new podcast called Ghana in Focus. Now, Ghana in Focus aims to bring you some news items from Ghana that are making headlines, as well as bringing you business investment opportunities in Ghana, as well as talking to the movers and shakers in Ghana, as well as talking to Africans from the diaspora who share their experiences of making Ghana their home. So this is the reason for the Ghana in Focus podcast. But before we get into today's subject, just to make you aware that this podcast was made possible by me being a member of Beansprout.com. Beansprout.com gave me all the necessary tools to enable me to start this podcast called Ghana in Focus. They actually have an email course that guides you through all the aspects of starting your own podcast. So you too can start your own podcast of whatever you want to do, be it sport, music, politics, what have you. So if you just go to beansprout.com, you can get a lot of very, very useful information as to how to start your own podcast. Now, today's podcast is going to be in two parts, and it's regarding the hashtag Fix the Country campaign demonstration, and that culminated in a march just gone on Wednesday, the 4th of August. That happened also to be a holiday in Ghana, Founders Day. Now, in this episode of Focus in Ghana, we're going to analyze what is the hashtag Fix the Country, what are its concerns, trying to make an analysis of the hashtag Fix the Country, and ask the question, is it a moment or is it a movement? So hashtag Fix the Country, where did it come from? So hashtag Fix the Country came from a social media blogger in Ghana, and they came up with this hashtag called Fix the Country just basically by just analyzing for themselves the current situation happening in the country. And at that point, or at this juncture rather, I for one want people to live, do business and work in Ghana and invest in Ghana. However, we must tell the truth to people so that people can make an informed decision as to whether they want to live, work, and invest in Ghana. And so in Ghana in Focus, we will tell the good, the bad, and the ugly as well to give you, the listener, an informed choice about Ghana. All right, so this hashtag Fix the Country came about, like I said, from a prominent social media blogger in Ghana who made this analysis after looking at what was going on in the country, the current state of the country. And in next week's episode of Ghana in Focus, we're going to tell you what needs fixing in the country, what are some of the key issues that have made this hashtag Fix the Country prominent within Ghanaian society. And so this hashtag Fix the Country was born in May this year, and that has now become something that is now showing a lot of, you know, taking hold, particularly by some of the youth elements in Ghana. Now, this hashtag Fix the Country is not a party political thing. It is devoid of any party aficionado or any party colors. This hashtag Fix the Country is about genuine concern as to the direction of Ghana that in March this year celebrated its 64th anniversary of independence from Britain in 1957. So this analysis of hashtag Fix the Country is an analysis by one social media blogger of how they see the country right now. And I think that, you know, it is quite right and proper to make an analysis of the country, which is why the hashtag Fix the Country has gained momentum since March, that has culminated in the demonstration, the public demonstration that was seen or that was had on August the 4th. Now, this demonstration has come about because of the current state of the country. And this demonstration is primarily been led by the youth, okay, because the youth of Ghana make up the majority of the country, and their concerns have not been met by, you know, consecutive governments of all colors since the inception of the Fourth Republic back in 1993. Now, this march that was had brought about people from all swathes of Ghanaian society. So the young, the old, male, female, children, young people came out, business people, taxi drivers, cho-cho drivers, public sector workers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, basically market women, all stratas of Ghanaian society came out in force on the 4th of August to demonstrate their support for the hashtag Fix the Country campaign straight demonstration, which has as its one of its core aims to fix the constitution or to change the constitution, which, as many people see it, is a corrupt constitution that gives too much power to the political elite and does not allow its citizens to enjoy the wealth of the resources of Ghana. So that is one of the key aspects of the entire hashtag fix the country. And like I said, in next week's episode, we will actually divulge into some of the key issues that hashtag Fix the Country wants to be solved in Ghana. So for me, hashtag Fix the Country is a very, very welcome and positive statement. And for me, showing what happened last Wednesday, I think that hashtag Fix the Country is not just a moment, but it is a movement. And we saw last Wednesday, the 4th of August, the massive sway or the massive turnout, particularly from our youth that went to this march to state to the political leadership in Ghana that they've had enough of the broken promises, they've had enough of the failed policies, they've had enough of the bad governments, and they want to see real change. So I truly believe that this hashtag Fix the Country is not a moment, but it is a movement that is gaining momentum and will gain momentum. Because what we saw on Wednesday, according to some of the organizers, that demonstration that happened on the 4th of August in Accra is going to be replicated in all 16 regional capitals of the country. So Kumasi, Takrade, Tamale, Sonyane, and other major cities of Ghana are going to see hashtag Fix the Country demonstrations, because this thing is not just about Accra, it's about Ghana and it is nationwide. So the problems that we're going to break down to you next week are evident not just in Accra, but the entire country. And this is why it is important for the organizers behind the hashtag Fix the Country to show to the leadership that they have support across the board. And that means by going into all of the 16 regions and particularly regional capitals to show the amount of support that they have, especially amongst the youth, that their concerns as citizens of Ghana must be heard and need to be heard by the political elite. And so going forward, I do believe that the hashtag Fix the Country is a strong movement with many, many media personalities and others behind it. There are also many, show business personalities who are supporting the hashtag Fix the Country movement in kind, in other ways, be it financially, be it other means, because they too are aware of the number of issues that are affecting Ghana. So like I said, this is definitely a movement and not a moment. And as the weeks go by, and particularly when the next marches are scheduled to take place, you're going to see and hear more from hashtag Fix the Country, because it is truly a movement. And I do believe that, you know, even though the next election is in 2024 December, I do believe that this movement may produce, could produce, but for me should produce a candidate that is going to run side the two main political parties, i.e. the NPP and the NDC. Because as many of the people who are involved in hashtag Fix the Country have said, is that since the inception of the Fourth Republic in January 1993, Ghana has been led by both the NPP and the NDC. And both these parties, their failed policies, their bad governments have put Ghana where it is today. Yeah, and this is why we now have this movement called hashtag Fix the Country. So like I said, in next week's show, we're going to tell you some of the key issues that hashtag Fix the Country wants to be solved, primarily the constitution, but we'll go more into that next week. So this has just been my take on analysis on the hashtag Fix the Country, and to make listeners aware of the you know, what was behind the hashtag Fix the Country, and also going forward, that it now evolved into a movement as we saw on the march on August 4. And so in next week's episode, we would tell you some of the key issues that hashtag Fix the Country needs to be solved. So I thank you very much for listening to this short podcast regarding hashtag Fix the Country. And like I said, in next week's podcast, we'll tell you more about some of the key issues that hashtag Fix the Country wants to be solved. So you've listened to myself, Kwame, and I'm a Ghanaian journalist and entrepreneur, bringing you this weekly podcast called Ghana in Focus. So until next week, for myself, Kwame, and all the team, do enjoy the rest of your week and stay tuned for more content from Ghana in Focus.